The following is a mantra meditation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 20th, 2011 in Jonava, Lithuania.
So now we're going to sing it. We have some musical instruments, we're going to sing it. Hare Krishna. Oh yeah, I'll do it by a solo, and then you come in as a group, and then we'll go back and forth, solo and group, solo and group. And you can also clap. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Re, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Fun. That's mantra meditation. It's not some dry, dull, boring thing. It's an enlivening chance to actually celebrate the existence of the spiritual nature. Did you know that you're not your body? That it's just a covering? It's like right now you're wearing a coat. Are you the coat? No, you're not your coat. In the summer, you'll take it off. In the summer, you'll take off your coat.
I need more time. Huh? I need more time.
Oh, okay. I'm going too fast. So, are you that coat? No, you are not your coat. In the summer, you will take off your coat. So the coat is something that you wear, but it's not you. So in the same way, your body is a garment. You're wearing it right now, but you won't always be wearing it. You used to wear a baby's body. Where is that baby body now? You used to wear a little toddler's body. Where is that toddler's body now? Toddler means one who crawls on the ground. Where is your teenage body now? You see? These bodies are changing. But you, the person who are wearing these different bodies, you remaining the same. So the first point for understanding the science of mantra is you have to understand that you're not the body. Because as long as you think I am this body, you won't be able to get off the ground. The mantra will actually carry you to a higher plane of existence. But you have to leave your bodily conception behind. As long as you continue to identify with flesh and blood, you must continue to suffer birth and death, old age and disease. But if you will kick loose from the blood and flesh and take shelter of the mantra, you will be carried to a higher plane of consciousness. Your body will still be there, and you'll still be a normal person. You'll still have your family and your friends and your job and your dog or whatever you may have. But you will no longer be tied up by the laws of the material nature. You will become a liberated soul by the power of the mantra. So we really want to encourage you to do this mantra chanting every day. You can sing the mantra, or you can just repeat it. You can rise early in the morning and just repeat the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Try to chant this Hare Krishna mantra every day. Get up early in the morning and meditate on Hare Krishna. By saying it or by singing it. And in this way, by contacting that sound vibration, you will feel how you're being lifted to a higher plane of consciousness. You will feel how God is becoming present with you, blessing you with happiness, blessing you with wisdom, blessing you with compassion for all living beings, blessing you with conquering over lust, anger, and greed. The more you chant, you will develop the qualities of a saint. I'm not joking. This is serious. Someone might laugh, hee ha, hee ha. But death is not a joke. And nobody wants to die. But we're forced by the laws of nature to die. But this chanting will liberate you from death. If you don't believe me, just try it. absorb yourself in chanting every day this Hare Krishna mantra, and you'll see how at the time of death you're liberated from this material existence. This is a matter of life and death. It's not a joking matter here. This mantra chanting will give you the perfection of existence. This mantra chanting will enable you to leave this material world and enter into the kingdom of God at the time of death. We have very nice books over here explaining the science. Bring one of each copy over here. These books are written by my spiritual master. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We're giving you a little idea here of this great science. But if you can take one of these books home today, then you'll be able to study in your own home the wonderful science. We brought enough books so every one of you can at least get one book. This is the book about Krishna, that we were chanting his name, Krishna. This is God himself as he appeared 5,000 years ago in India. It's a 2-volume set, and it's a wonderful story of God's activities when he came to the earth. And we have some paperback books, very inexpensive paperback books also. Beyond Birth and Death. Beyond Birth and Death. How to be liberated from birth and death. Perfect questions, perfect answers. A Peace Corps worker in India met with our spiritual master and asked wonderful, wonderful questions. Journey for Self-Discovery. This book will tell you everything you need to know how to achieve the supreme perfection in this lifetime. And here we have the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ultimate spiritual knowledge on this planet. So at the end of the lecture, the book will open up. Everybody can go over and look, have a look at the book table and see what book you'd like to take home tonight. And for everyone who takes a book, I will give you a special blessing. I'll give you, you can bring the book and I'll give you a special blessing for you in your book. So are there any questions? Here's a question.
Vedas talking about Trimurti, Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu. Why we should chant only Vishnu name, Krishna? Because chanting this we will get only half aspect, not all three aspects.
Yes, very intelligent question. Thank you very much. Yes, there are Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, that's a fact. They are called Guna Avatars. Lord Vishnu is in charge of maintaining the universe.
Vishnu atsakingas už visatos palaikymą.
Lord Shiva is the destroyer of the universe.
Shiva atsakingas už visatos naikinimą.
And Lord Brahma is the creator of the universe.
O Brahma yra visatos kūrėjas.
But this universe is just one little tiny mustard seed in a bag of mustard seeds.
Bet šita visata, tai yra mažas grūdelis visame.
In other words, there are millions and billions of universes.
Tai žodžiais tariant, yra milijonai
in this material world. And this material world is only 1/4 portion of God's creation. So there's a Brahma, a Vishnu, and Shiva for each universe. But above all of these Brahma, Vishnus, and Shiva, there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. When you worship that original personality of Godhead, then you automatically are worshipping Shiva, Brahma, and Vishnu. It's just like when you eat. You give all the food to your belly. But then the belly distributes the energy to all the different parts of the body. So Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, they're like different parts of the body. So when you chant Hare Krishna, you're giving the best service to Vishnu, the best service to Shiva, and the best service to Brahma. Next question.
Jeigu nori kurti Brahmos mantras kartoji, jeigu nori tik medituoti ir būti balanse, uždogumą tada Vishnu mantras kartoji. Ar tai nebūtų protingiau visus tris aspektus?
Almost the same question. Man is always creating and destroying and maintaining everyone.
Who?
Every human, every man.
Every man?
Every living entity is also doing these things. So it is not be more effective to worship different, sometimes Brahma, sometimes Vishnu, sometimes Shiva, if you want.
Now, if you water just like when you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished automatically.
Ne, tiesiog, kada jūs laisvate medžio šaknis, visos medžio dalys yra palaistomos automatiškai.
When you water the tree, do you water each leaf separately?
Norėtumėte palaistyti medį, ar laistumėt kiekvieną šaką atskirai?
No, you water the root.
Jūs palaistysite šaką.
So that is the most effective means of watering the tree, to water the root.
Nes tai yra pas efektyviausias būdas, kaip palaistyti visą medį.
Aš kai darau kelionę su Bhaktom, jie sako, aukščiausias dievas yra Krišna. Kai aš darau kelionę su Šivaitais, jie sako, aukščiausias dievas yra Šiva. Kai aš darau su Brahmanais kelionę, dvasinė, jie sako, aukščiausias Brahmanas. Aš netyčia nainu pas krikščionis, jie sako, aukščiausias dievas krikščionis. Tai esmė tame, kad jeigu mes norime su Dievo Grigoru bendrauti draugiškais ryšiais, tai mes negalim prisirišti prie vieno. Arba atėję pas vieną, kaip į draugą, pas svečius, pasisveikinį, apsikeitę energijom ir į kitą, nes tai nėra vergystės ar tarnystės. Gali laisvas būti ir pažinti visus agregorus. Ar tai nebūtų efektyviau?
Shiva said that Shiva is the supreme. Vaishnava said that Vishnu is supreme. Christian said that Jesus Christ is supreme. So it would not be better to have good relationship with everyone. Not attached to one particular.
Yes, just like in your body, you have good relationships with your hand, your foot. With every bodily part, you have good relations. So what? Just like your hand requires nutrition, so you want a good relationship with your hand, so do you soak your hand in the bowl of soup?
Taip, lygiai taip pat, kaip jūs turite turėti gerus santykius su visu savo kūnu, su visom kūno dalim. Jeigu, tarkime, norėtumėte turėti gerus santykius su savo ranka ir norėtumėte ją pamaitinti, ar ranką kištumėte į sriubą?
Now you give that you give the soup to your belly, and then the hand, you take very good care of the hand. So everybody is taken good care of. Shiva is taken good care of. Brahmaji, Lord Jesus, everyone is taken very good care of by feeding the belly. By giving your service to the Supreme Godhead, every single deity and every single saint and every single great devotee gets the best service. Translated.
Norėdamas pamaitinti savo ranką, jis duosite maistą į savo skrandį. Lygiai taip pat, maitindami aukščiausio Dievo asmenį, jūs suteiksite, jūs pamatinsite visas devybės ir visus atsidavusiuosius.
But Lord Shiva, he says that, he affirms that Krishna or Vishnu is the supreme in the Vedic scriptures.
Bet Vedose Shiva patvirtina, kad Vishnu yra aukščiausio Dievo asmuo.
If you take Shiva's authority, which he is, he's one of the great authorities, he says Vishnu Radhanam Devi. He explains that Vishnu is the supreme.
Shiva yra didis autoritetas viduraštas, ir jis paaiškina, kad Krishna yra aukščiausias Dievas.
Vishnu and Krishna are the same.
Vishnu ar Krishna yra vienas ir tas pats.
Vishnu, when Krishna is engaged in his work of maintaining the universes, that he is known as Vishnu. It's the same person.
Kada Krishna yra darbė, tai yra Vishnu, tai yra ta pati asmenybė.
So that supreme person, Vishnu or Krishna, is declared by Shiva to be the supreme. And Lord Jesus Christ also affirms. He says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord Jesus Christ also affirms, Our Father who art in heaven, your name is holy.
Jėzus Kristus taip pat sako, Tėve mūsų, kuris esi danguje, tai buvo nešventas tavo vardas.
Jesus says that there is my Father in heaven, he is the Supreme Lord.
Jėzus sako, kad mano tėvas danguje yra aukščiausias viešpats.
So who is that Father?
Tai kas tas tėvas?
That is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, I am the Father.
Bhagavad Gita yra skaičiama, kad Krishna yra tas tėvas.
So, If you approach Jesus and ask him, how can I serve you? He will tell you to chant Hare Krishna.
Tad jeigu kreipsies pas Jėzų ir paklausite, kaip galiu tau tarnauti, jis pasakys, kartok Hare Krishna.
Pasakyk, kad sutinku, aš skaitęs vienas, viskas tvarkoja. Tai tiek, kad mes pradėjom nuo mantrų meditacijų pokalbį, tai pavyzdžiui, duodų pavyzdį, nu, yra Ganesha mantra tam, kad visas skrūtys pašalinti, tai toliau. Tai,
bet jau atsakė.
Labai gerai praktika pradėti, pavyzdžiui, nuo Ganesha mantras, o po to jau.
Bet jau trečią kartą tą patį klausimą užduodat, nes jums jau atsakė, kad atliekant, jūs kartuoja kažkas visos mantras.
Daugiau nebus
klausimas. Jis agree.
Ha?
Jis agree.
Very good. Thank you very much.
I want to ask, when we chanting, kaip angliškai? Father who is in the heaven, holy is your name, this Christian prayers and the chanting, it is not the same as chanting Hare Krishna?
Yes. Whether you chant Christ or Krishna, it's the same thing. Because actually the word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which comes from the Sanskrit word Krista, which is another way of saying Krishna. So whether you call Krishna or you call Christ, it is the same thing. Christ is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the name of the Son, and Christ is the name of his Father, actually.
Jėzus Kristus, Jėzus tai yra sūnaus vardas, o Kristus yra tėvo vardas.
It's like John Smith. Smith is the father and John is the son.
Lygiai taip pat kaip sako Jonas Smithas, ir Jonas yra
So Jesus,
yra tėvas.
Jesus is the son and the father is Christ.
Taigi Jėzus yra sūnus.
Jesus Krishna.
Yra.
Or Jesus Christ, same thing.
Jėzus Krishna ir Jėzus Kristus tai tas pats.
Does that answer her question?
Ar tai atsakė jūsų klausimą? Galite patikslinti, jeigu nepilnai atsakė.
Okay, very good. Questions? More?
In this world there is many people who say I am Messiah.
Huh?
Messiah. Many people who claim to be Messiah.
Yeah, they are all bogus.
Taip, jie visi yra apsimetėliai.
They're rascals, cheaters.
Apgavikai niekšai.
The Messiah, he must be predicted in the scriptures.
Mesijas turi būti išpranašautas šventraščiuose.
Now it's very popular. Everyone says I'm the Messiah.
Dabar labai populiaru, visi sako, aš esu Mesijas.
You see, but the Messiah is not somebody who smokes cigarettes and drinks beer. That is not the Messiah. Messiah must be there in the scriptures. To know who is Messiah, you must see who is a pure saintly person, you see. Messiah means a pure representative of God. One who purely presents the teachings of God without any deviation. He is Messiah, not some mental speculator who gives you his own opinion. Messiah means the pure representative of God. That is Messiah.
And what about Satya Sai Baba? He is also the same?
He is simply a bogus cheater. He declares himself to be God. But now they had to put a pacemaker in his heart. God never gets old. God is described in the Sanskrit literatures, Navayovanam, he's an ever-fresh youth. He does not require a pacemaker to be installed in his heart. God does not depend on pacemakers. So this, I have seen actually this Sai Baba, he is very expert at sleight of hand tricks. He will pretend that he's coughing up a shila. But actually he's holding it inside the rag the whole time. He's simply a sleight of hand magician. He's not God. Any other questions?
How should we know if someone is pure?
How do you know? You have to study very carefully the Vedic scriptures. That's why we have brought them for you today. Especially if you read this book, Srimad Bhagavatam. If you will study it very carefully, you will understand who is actually pure. And then you'll know. The pure person never gives his own opinion. He only speaks what God says, that's all. He never gives his own opinion. He never declares, I am God. The bona fide spiritual master will simply say, I am the servant of God, and I will teach you how to serve God perfectly also. He never declares, I am God. God is the source of all existence. If somebody says they're God, ask him some question like, you know, what was my birthday? Because God knows everything. Have him tell you where you were born. He won't know. God knows everything. He has perfect knowledge of everything. Next question.
In the world there is many religions, and why this is better?
Actually, it's not very good. So many religions is not a very good thing. This is a man-made invention. God has given one religion. Do you love me purely? That is the one religion. But man has made all these political divisions. Christian, Muslim, Hindu, now fight and kill. God has not given these religions. He has given one religion. Do you become my pure devotee? But these rascals, they've created so many sects. That is not religion, that is cheating business. Therefore, Krishna in the Gita says, give up all this cheating business and just become a pure devotee. Next question.
It is not enough for us to go to our church. Should we come here?
No, whatever church you're going to, that's very good. But just understand that God is one. We don't say you have to give up your church and come to us. No, we do not say that. We say become the pure lover of God. Don't be a hypocrite. Give up a life of sense enjoyment and give your whole life in the service of God. That's what we are saying. If you're a Christian, become a perfect Christian. If you're a Jew, become a perfect Jew. Whatever you're doing, become perfect. By giving your heart and soul to God, that's all. Questions more?
What is the difference between Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Bhakti Yoga?
Yeah, these are different rungs on the yoga ladder. When you come to the topmost rung, that is called Bhakti Yoga. And that's confirmed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 6, text number 47. Yoginam avisaravesham mangatena taratmana shadavan majayemo yomang same yogta tamo mataha. Of all the different yogis, the Jnana yogis, the Karma yogis, the Ashtanga yogis, the Kundalini yogis, all the different yogis, the one who comes to bhakti, he surpasses all the other yogis. Yay. Next question.
You don't think that if I'm living in Lithuania, so I should take this religion who is in Lithuania, not take something from India?
But this religion is in Lithuania. We are also in, Hare Krishna is also in Lithuania. You have a choice. Hare Krishna is also Lithuanian. These are all Lithuanian Hare Krishnas. How many of you are Lithuanian Hare Krishnas? All the Lithuanian Hare Krishnas, raise your hand. See? There's so many Lithuanian Hare Krishnas here. It's a very popular religion in your country. So if there's so many, it's also Lithuanian. It's Lithuanian Hare Krishna. So you're welcome to be Hare Krishna. How many Lithuanian Christians are here today? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And how many Lithuanian Hare Krishnas again? Well, there's more Lithuanian Hare Krishnas than there are Lithuanian Christians. Actually, everyone is Hare Krishna, they just don't know it yet. Because Lord Jesus himself worshipped Lord Krishna in India. He didn't teach the Jews about it because it was beyond what they could understand, but he was also Krishna conscious. Jesus was also Krishna conscious. But just a little information they gave him, what do? They crucified him. If he had told them about Krishna, they would have crucified him much faster than they did. So he didn't tell them about Krishna. He kept that, you know, he left that for us to tell you about Krishna. We're finishing up the job. We're actually followers, the best followers of Jesus, because we're finishing up his mission. Jesus gave you the introductory information. In the book of John, he says, I have more to tell you, but you're not ready for it yet. So now we have come as the best servants of Lord Jesus to give you the rest of the information. Actually, Lord Jesus inspired me to become a Hare Krishna. The book that inspired me to become a Hare Krishna was the Bible. I'm telling the truth. 40 years ago, I was studying the Bible, trying to see how to become a perfect Christian. And I prayed to God to guide me how to become a perfect Christian. And he sent a very advanced devotee of Krishna to my town to answer my prayer how to become a perfect Christian. So before, I was not a very good Christian. I wasn't able to follow the Ten Commandments very strictly. But since I've started chanting Hare Krishna, for 40 years I have strictly followed the Ten Commandments just by chanting Hare Krishna. So we don't say you have to give up Christianity. We say, chant Hare Krishna and you'll become a perfect Christian. You can stay in your church. You don't have to come to our temple. That's okay. But if you will chant Hare Krishna, you'll become a perfect Christian. We even, in the U.S., we have, and there's one Baptist minister who's a Hare Krishna at home. And he's a Christian when he goes to the church. He's the pastor of the church and he's the Hare Krishna secretly. Because he finds this is the real meaning of Christianity given in the books of our movement. In fact, he bases his sermons on Sunday on Prabhupada's books, these books. But he presents it within Christian terminology so he doesn't lose his job. So this is the highest perfection of theology. The theological science is one. Because God is one. How many suns are there in the sky? What was the latest count? The scientists, what was the latest count they come up with the number of suns? One. In this universe, in this planetary system, there's one sun. So, I mean, when you look up, when the sun rises in the morning, how many do you see out there on the horizon? If you see two, you're drunk. There's one sun that rises on the horizon. But how many names are there for that sun? What's your name for it in Lithuanian?
Saulė.
Saulė. You see? In India they say Surya. In English we say the sun. In Spanish they say El Sol. But there's only one sun. But there's hundreds of names for it. So similarly, God is one. But He has different names. In the Hindus call Him one thing, the Muslims call Him something else, but there is one God. That's a, God cannot be two. God must be only one. If He is two, that is not God. God means one without a second. Any other questions? Yes. I'll let, she started. You be next. Okay, go ahead.
Šitą mantrą vat, galima būtų išversti gimtąją kalbą ir tada būtų suprantama net ir vaikui. O dabar tos reikšmės kažkaip tai nu, jos kažkokia vibracija turi, gal ir ta vibracija čia yra labai svarbu.
So this mantra, maybe we can translate it to our language, but it will be easier to understand for us.
Yes. My dear Lord, my dear energy of the Lord, and my dear Lord, please engage me in your pure devotional service.
Šitas mantras vertimas yra, kad brangus viešpatė, viešpatės energija, prašau, užimkite mane tarnystė jums.
Can write that down.
Galite tai surašyti.
My dear energy of the Lord, and my dear Lord, please engage me in your pure devotional service. If you want to chant it in Lithuanian, that's also good. But the Sanskrit syllables have great power. So we recommend that you chant it both in Lithuanian and in Sanskrit. All right, sir, back there, that gentleman there.
Yra dvi sąmonės būsenos. Kai yra saulė diena, žmogus apakintas vieno saulės ir jam atrodo, kad yra saulė. Kada ateina naktis, mentalo būsena kitokia, tai daugiau saulė. Tai yra tiesiog tik sąmonės būsenos. Dėl to aš manau, kad žinana kelias yra greitesnis. Jisai panaikina tos dalykus, iš iliuzijos norėčiau pabėgti. Nes apakinti būnam saulės, kad jis arti labai.
Aš gal galiu tiesiog sutrumpinti, kad jūs manote, kad Jana kelias yra trumpesnis.
Tai vienose parašyta, aš nekvestinuoju to. Šios kitą pasakiau.
Vedas is written that Jana way is more faster way.
Where, no, it's not written that way. The Bhagavad Gita, it's clearly stated. What is that verse? Let's see. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan man prapadyate vasudeva sarvamati samahatma sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, those who are gyanis, they will finally come to the level of bhakti and surrender. Such a great soul is very rare.
Daug gyvenimų, labai išmintingos sielos, galiausiai prieina prie bhakti.
So, on the path of gyan, you will eventually come to bhakti, but it will take many lifetimes.
Gyanas keliu galiausiai prieisite prie bhakti, bet tai truks labai daug gyvenimų.
So, if you can take the bhakti immediately by chanting Hare Krishna, why not, why take the stairs when you can take the elevator?
Tad, kam naudotis laiptis, kai yra liftas? Jūs galite iš karto kartuoti Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Zoom. Next question.
Second is class.
Vadinasi, pasaulyje yra trys dievo sūnai, ne? Tai sakykime, Kristus, musulmonai turi savo dievą ten, budistai savo ten sūnų turi, tai kuris iš jūsų iš jų yra trijų tikras dievo sūnus? Ar Buda, ar Kristus, ar Muhammedas?
So it means there is three sons of God. Christians has one son, Jesus Christ. other religions has another son. So which son is the true son?
Actually, God has many sons. My grandfather had 5 sons. So God can only have one? Is he less potent than my grandfather who had 5 sons? This idea that God can only have one son, it is not very logical. That means he's not as potent as my grandfather. Any other questions?
Gal tada patikslintumėt klausimą?
Ne, skotai. Tai dabar reiškia, tai kuo skiriasi Kristus nuo paprastų visų žmonių? Tai jisai sako, aš esu vienintelis Dievo sūnus, ne? Tai tada reiškia, mes visi to tokie patys.
So what is the difference between simple man and Jesus Christ? Because Jesus Christ said that I am only one son.
Christ is in a special position. He is the only son in the sense that he was the only son in Israel at that time who was fully devoted to God.
Ta prasme, Jėzus Kristus yra vienintelis sūnus, kad tuo metu Izraelis buvo vienintelis pilnai atsidavęs.
The other sons had all run away from home.
Kiti sūnus buvo pabėgę iš namų.
But he was the one who stuck with his father. In that sense, he was the only son who was loyal to his father. That's why some might say only son. The others ran away from home, but he stayed with his father. And he was coming to bring the other sons back to the father. So he was the only loyal son, you see.
Dar norėjau paklausti, dabar jau aš visai susimaišiau. Jėzus turėjo ir motiną žemišką, taip? O jo kiti sūnus irgi turėjo savo žemiškas motinas.
Kieno sūnus?
Nu, sakėte, kad Dievas turėjo daugiau sūnų. Tai reiškia ir tie vat, visi Višnų tenai, vat, šitie ir sūnus turėjo, ar ne? Dievo.
Jėzus turėjo.
Jesus Christ has his mother.
Yeah.
So other sons of God also has some mother?
Everyone is a son of God. So, everyone has a mother and father. What is the difficulty? You have a father and mother, don't you? You're one of God's children.
Marija, žemės mergelė, tai žemės moterį. Dabar kiti jo sūnus. Kokias konkrečias turėjo motinas? Mes turime Mariją, Jėzus turėjo Mariją.
Koks tada konkretus sūnus pasakykite?
Na tai iš tų visų, vat, Šilva, Višna, Brahma,
Sons of God, like Shiva, Brahma, they also has sons? Fathers?
Yes, Brahma is born from Vishnu.
Brahma gimė iš Vishnu.
And Shiva is born from Brahma.
Shiva gimė iš Brahmas.
Yes, you see, God can have a son without the help of a wife.
Jūs galite suprasti, kad Dievas gali turėti vaikus be žmonos pagalbos.
Lord Vishnu grows a lotus flower from his navel, and Lord Brahma is born from that lotus flower.
Viešpas Vishnu iš savo bambos išaugino žiedą, kuriame gimė Brahma.
You see, an ordinary man, he requires the help of a wife to have a son.
Paprastas vyras, norėdamas sulaukti sūnaus, turi gauti...
But when Vishnu wants to have a son, he does not require the help of a wife.
Bet kada Dievas nori susilaukti vaikų, jam nereikia...
He's able to give birth to a son from his own navel without any help of a woman. And then Shiva was born from the forehead of Lord Brahma. He didn't require a wife either to give birth to Shiva. Shiva came out of his forehead.
Avataro sąvoka, avataras.
What does it mean, avatar?
Avatar is a Sanskrit word. The movie doesn't give the right meaning, that Avatar movie. Avatar means one who descends from the spiritual world.
So, Jesus Christ and Vishnu, they are avatars?
Yes. Lord Jesus is an avatar. He's called Shaktivesh Avatar. He's a living being who is empowered by God. He's called a Shaktivesh
Avatar.
And Lord Vishnu appears in many different forms in this world. That they are called avatars, yes. They're all avatars, that's right. Yes.
The possibility of any of them to become a loyal son of God?
Ar yra čia susirinkusiem žmonėm galimybė tapti lojaliem Dievo sūnumis?
So, everyone can become the loyal son or daughter of God.
Tad kiekvienas iš jūsų čia galite tapti lojalus Dievo sūnus ar dukra.
All you have to do is surrender to the Lord, that's all.
Tiesiog reikia atsiduoti jam.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, give up all the sectarian ideas and just surrender to me. So if you will surrender to the Lord, you will become a dear son or daughter of the Lord. Very dear. Any other questions? The gentleman in the back.
What are you thinking about Gayatri Mantra? Because Gayatri Mantra is the most powerful mantra.
That is not the verdict of the scriptures. It is clearly stated in the Kali Santarana Upanishad that there is no more powerful and effective means of spiritual realization in this age than this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Gayatri Mantra can be chanted when one is properly initiated by a bona fide spiritual master. And that Gayatri Mantra will help one to chant Hare Krishna more potently. So we utilize Gayatri Mantra, it's very powerful. But in this age, Hare Krishna is more powerful. Just like there are many valuable medicines in the drugstore. When you go to the drugstore, which medicine do you give? You get the one your doctor prescribed. There are so many good medicines there, but you get the one your doctor prescribed for you. So, what is the doctor prescribing now in this age of Kali? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the prescribed medicine. Any other questions? Okay, we'll stop here now. Everyone can go to the book table, pick up a book, and if you like a blessing, I'll write a blessing in it for you. These books can go back to the book table now. Thank you very much.